Welcome to Discograffiti. We don't have a big intro tonight. I just wanted to pay some respects to a friend of mine who just passed. Oddly, the timing being very strange because I had been holding on to his last interview, which was his longest interview as well. And I had just aired the fifth of five shows. And the day after that, he passed. And I got Joe Kennedy here.
Hello. How you doing, Dave?
And that was proof that he's here. You talking provides
That's
all
not really rock solid proof because you could have just pre-recorded that.
Yeah, or it could just be AI. But in any case, it really is him. And I just wanted to say a few words because the last few days have been very strange for me. I was not in his orbit until last year, but then we were intensely in each other's orbit for a long time. I get tangled up with my guests. For example, I just had my first argument with Mark Robinson a couple days ago. We haven't even been to air yet. But with Terry, initially it was just going to be a show about and with only Terry, and then he brought Jules on. But Terry, through all the piss and vinegar, became obvious was, you know, just a real softy. He also had suffered with the same kind of addiction issues that I've been saddled with through all my days. And we were able to speak about, along with everyone else that I've been communicating with on the incredible association Facebook group. He held a special place in a lot of people's hearts and had really kind of just used the group as a loss leader to communicate with other people because he hadn't been in the band. And really and truly for over 50 years, which is kind of amazing to have made that kind of imprint, you know, Cherish being number one and, you know, a slew of other songs that are super important and special, some singles, some not. I realize I'm doing all the talking here, Joe, but the last couple of days, I'm a type 1 diabetic and my blood sugar has just been insane. And today it's been hovering at 400 and I can't get it down, which, by the way, if you know anything about blood sugar, that's a highly dangerous place to be. So I'm doing this show during sort of a health scare right at this second. And that's okay because music's more important than my corporal vessel.
This is kind of a sort of a first thing for the show. It feels like this kind of like document didn't exist for them, really. They didn't really have the great career retrospective where they're on record talking about it so much. And you like got it in there while he was still with us. You know, as sad as it is that he's passed and as shocking as it is. And this is something that's going to live forever. It's that document, I think, is really important.
Not that just that he did it, but it was very clear to me from the outset that he was going for broke because he knew he didn't have a lot of time left. The first episode, you know, I mean, there's about seven and a half hours that were actually broadcast, but 13 hours that were actually taped. And I have the whole thing on video and he's showing me his medication, how many meds he's taking, things of that nature. And there were a series of revelations that Jules, who I believe is his best friend, they've known each other for over 60 years, since 1962 they met. There were a number of things that Jules had never been told, that Jules did not know about at all. And they were not small things. They were major, major reveals. You know, and Jules actually called me afterwards and said, Dave, do me a favor. Just take out that part. It was a thing about the Happy Together tour, which if you really want to know what it is, listen to episode 113. But Jules implored me to take it out and I left it in. And I'm glad I did because it's an important document. I think Terry, you know, needed to have whatever truth was within him out there. And there are moments you can hear me trying to drive this thing because all of a sudden this thing is spinning wildly out of control time-wise. I'm thinking about how am I going to edit this? I don't have a day job. How am I going to justify, you know, because it's not like a company hired me to do this. This is just because I love it. And so he's like going into all these different tributaries of information about things that had happened when it really is sort of a music review show with a backdrop of music history. And he was trying to, you know, drive the history home. And so every time I try to gently sway the conversation back to the music, he bites my head off.
Right.
He fucking attacks me. And I kind of love those moments in the show.
That comes across where he's taking it seriously. And it's like, it is kind of his chance to make these statements sort of, maybe hadn't been asked so much much before. This does feel like a unique kind of chapter in the show's history, putting this all together. And this really feels like kind of a legacy sort of thing. It seems like something people are going to want to be listening to many years from now.
The funny thing about it is that initially, really as recently as several weeks ago, it was a show that I honestly didn't know if it would sink. I didn't know how much love or support there was for the band anymore. I knew what I felt about it. And I know the people in the Facebook group are unbelievably dedicated to them, but I didn't know if there was a big audience for it. And now, just because of the timing of the release, I believe that the show, and these episodes specifically are appended to music history and to the band. And I'm unintentionally grateful for that opportunity. And I hope as many people as possible get to hear these final words of Terry, because they're really, really amazing.
Yeah.
This is, I guess, a send-off, a proper send-off, because I never got to do it in the interview. And aside from the number of times that I told him I love him, all the other texts that I sent him toward the end of his life, he wasn't a big texting guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if he got my messages or what have you, but I really do love the man. And it's been truly fucking with me the last couple days.
When's the last time you communicated with him? Have you communicated with him since the episode started airing?
No. You know, in all fairness, Jules hired me as the band's manager and then unceremoniously kicked me to the curb. And so because of that, I didn't know if he had talked with Terry. I didn't know if it had affected my relationship with him or whatnot. I'm sure it hadn't, but I did try to reach out to him this summer. I'm guessing he was in ill health and wasn't able to answer. I don't know.
Right.
But I love you, man. I know there's a lot of people out there who also love you. And as a proper send-off, I think the song that really does him the most justice to remember him by is Everything That Touches You. That song mm-hmm. is pure love and light. Terry Kirkman, we loved having you here, and it's just not going to be the same without you.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, my friend. Hey, lads and ladies, Dave Gebro here. I abandoned my career and moved my family 3,000 miles to be able to focus exclusively on Discog Graffiti. And so if you're like me, and enough is just never enough, then please visit patreon.com/discograffiti and become one of our Patreon soldiers of sound. Discog Graffiti is an entirely listener-supported show, and it's also intended to be a 3 times a week music deep dive experience. So do us both a favor and consider giving it a shot. Trust me, I'm working hard for the money, so hard for it, honey. There's the main show on Friday, a Monday wildcard episode, which is either a soul-bearing interview with that week's special guest, or an offshoot show like Queasy Listening and Rock Cousteau. And then on Wednesdays, there's the humdinger of them all, Discog Graffiti's The Top 10. You got nothing to lose. If you don't dig it after a month, you're refunded. No questions asked. Once again, that's patreon.com/discograffiti.